Good morning. A stalled front toward New York City and a wave of low pressure riding from the Ohio Valley along the front, producing clouds and showers across the southern tier of New York, the central and southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and parts of southern New England. Cloud cover associated with this front and low pressure wave reaching as far north as I-90 and the southern Adirondacks, while the northern part of New York, including the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central northern Vermont, free and clear of any cloud cover and a clear sky in these locations, dropping temperatures back into the 30s and 40s this morning. Everyone else starting off in the 50s and lower 60s with the cloud cover, but as the day goes on and that low shears off to the south and east of Long Island, high pressure nosing in from southern Canada will push the clouds away, and everyone will have more sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon. This will help temperatures reach up into the middle 70s. With high pressure overhead tonight, clear skies and light winds allowing temperatures to drop back into the comfortably cool 40s. This will leave us with brilliant sunshine from morning through the afternoon tomorrow. It'll be warm with low humidity and highs right around 80. Around the backside of the high, some humidity will come back into the region Friday with a mix of sun and clouds well into the lower and middle 80s. Then over the weekend, a few weak disturbances heading our way could produce a late-day shower or thunderstorm Saturday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds and humid with highs in the mid-80s. And with the approach of a cool front on Sunday, the chance of a few scattered showers or thunderstorms for Monday, but highs still in the lower 80s with increased humidity. That front is scheduled to move through on Monday, and that's when we'll see the best chance of a few showers and thunderstorms back into the upper 70s, and more showers and thunderstorms possible Tuesday of next week, but high temperatures staying above normal still, with readings mainly in the lower and middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening from western and north Texas through the western half of Oklahoma, the far eastern part of the Texas Panhandle, central Kansas, and south central Nebraska. Southerly, low-level winds will maintain northward moisture return east of a dry line. This, combined with surface heating, will contribute to a destabilizing air mass over the region. Shear of about 35 to 40 knots is expected along the full extent of the dry line, which will support supercells with storms that develop late this afternoon and into the evening. Large hail and damaging winds will be the most common risks. And a large area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms extending from the northwestern Caribbean Sea across Cuba, South Florida, and the Bahamas is associated with an upper-level trough and a weak surface trough. An area of low pressure is expected to form in association with this disturbance across the next day or two. The low could gradually acquire subtropical characteristics over the next few days while it moves generally northward toward the southeast coast at a slow forward speed. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 30 degrees with a northwest wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with fog and a temperature of 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 38, 51% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.28 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 degrees at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the upper 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 59, the average temperature 69, that's 14 degrees above average. No precipitation yesterday, still zero for the month, which is 54 hundredths of an inch below average, and 7.67 inches for the year, which is 4.04 inches of precipitation below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low 44, the record high 89 set in 1930, and the record low 29 in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:01 p.m., 14 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few showers this morning, then increasing sunshine today, with highs in the upper 70s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today with highs in the middle 70s. Clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, a few showers this morning, then increasing sunshine through the rest of the day with highs in the mid-70s. Clear tonight with lows in the middle 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm near 80. A little bit more humidity with a mix of sun and clouds Friday, lower to mid-80s. Mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and higher humidity. Also, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. More showers and thunderstorms possible Monday and Tuesday with highs back into the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.